Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Jamaica positioning to become leader in global health and wellness tourism. Tourism Minister Hon Edmund Bartlett says Jamaica is positioning itself as a global leader in health and wellness tourism, combining its rich cultural heritage and natural resources to attract travelers seeking transformative experiences. The minister shared this ambitious vision yesterday, November 14, at the 6th Annual Jamaica Health and Wellness Tourism Conference, held at the Montego Bay Convention Center. The event, themed Beyond the Horizon, Embracing Innovation in Health and Wellness Tourism, brought together industry leaders, innovators, and stakeholders to explore opportunities in this fast-growing sector. Today's travelers seek more than leisure, they are searching for experiences that enhance their physical, mental, and emotional well-being, said Minister Bartlett, who delivered the keynote address virtually. Jamaica is uniquely positioned to meet this growing demand. He highlighted Jamaica's abundant natural resources as a competitive edge, including over 100 rivers, 334 medicinal plants, nearly 700 miles of coastline, and mountains soaring beyond 7,000 feet. These natural assets, he stated, underpin the country's burgeoning wellness tourism offerings. The tourism sector's impact continues to grow, with 4.3 million visitors expected in 2024 and projected revenue of $4.5 billion. Minister Bartlett stressed that this success is about more than just numbers. This isn't just about statistics, it's about creating a sustainable future for our communities. The minister continued by outlining six global trends that Jamaica intends to capitalize on: personalized wellness experiences, technology integration, nature-based health tourism, luxury medical tourism, sustainable wellness practices, and cultural immersion. The vision for Jamaica's health and wellness tourism was reinforced by Dr. the Honorable Christopher Tufton, Minister of Health and Wellness, who delivered an impassioned address at the conference. Dr. Tufton argued that Jamaica is uniquely poised to lead the global wellness revolution, with its world-class resorts, rich cultural heritage, and unparalleled natural beauty. He also stressed the importance of integrating wellness offerings into community-based tourism, creating opportunities for visitors to engage with local culture while addressing their health and wellness needs. To support this ambitious vision, significant investments are being made in Jamaica's medical infrastructure. Plans include the rehabilitation of Cornwall Regional Hospital and the Western Children and Adolescent Hospital into a medical hub featuring over 800 beds and about 14 new operating theaters. Dr. Tufton also called for greater investment in education and training to solidify Jamaica's reputation as a global wellness destination. I'd make a suggestion for integrating the expertise around building out wellness in the area of training for export, Jamaica's reputation in the international space, whether represented by these products or more importantly by the people who create the products, is exceptional. I think we need to train more of them not just to offer a solution here, but when they go abroad to offer that solution as ambassadors that will then eventually mean more people having an interest at home, said Dr. Tufton. The event, organized by the Tourism Linkages Network, a division of the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, aims to position Jamaica as a premier destination for health and wellness tourism. It also seeks to strengthen connections between the health and wellness industry and other sectors, particularly manufacturing and agriculture, while showcasing Jamaica's distinctive health and wellness tourism products. Seen in image, Dr. the Honorable Christopher Tufton, Minister of Health and Wellness, Center, comments on the aeroponic farming display done by John Mark Clayton, CEO of Jamaica Tower Farms, LEFT, at the sixth staging of the Jamaica Health and Wellness Tourism Conference at the Montego Bay Convention Center on November 14, 2024. Joining in the photograph are Dr. Kerry Wallace, Executive Director of the Tourism Enhancement Fund, Second LEFT, Mr. Wade Mars, Executive Director of the Tourism Product Development Company, Second Right, and Mr. Garth Walker, Chairman of the Health and Wellness Network of the Tourism Enhancement Fund. Image courtesy of Jamaica MOT. eTurboNews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes of BreakingNewsShow.com.